Welcome to the Childcare Business Coach Podcast with Evelyn Knight, where mindset mechanics come together for success. Evelyn Knight is the leader of the ECE revolution and is on a mission to touch 1 million children's lives through the elevation of the ECE community.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. Thank you for joining me today for Mindset Monday, and thank you for listening to the Childcare Business Coach Podcast. My name is Evelyn Knight, and for those who don't know me, I am the founder and CEO of Childcare Business Professionals, which helps leaders in early childhood education learn how to successfully navigate the business of childcare. And one of my main focuses is on mental health of childcare providers and leaders, especially. It is a very mentally challenging business to be in, which is what I want to talk to you guys about today. I really was thinking over the new year and decided that I want to start a series on mental health for ECE leaders, because there is a lot of mental health issues happening in our world today. And I am going to let you guys know I am in a new home. I moved over the holidays. As you could probably tell by my background, it's all very different right now. So it might sound a little echoey, and I do apologize for the poor sound quality, but I am still setting up my new studio here at my new home. And so hopefully within the next few weeks, it will be all set up and this echoey sound will be gone. It's funny. I haven't noticed it until just now when I started recording. So welcome. And let me know in the comments when that you're here. If you're listening to the recording, welcome. And also if you're listening to the podcast, join us for our live show every Monday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific time. I am generally live. Over the holidays, I did a lot of recorded episodes for you guys. I did pre-record a lot of episodes, but I do try to get here live with you because I do like the interaction. Oh, hello, Freda. You guys can't. Oh, good. I'm glad you guys can't hear the echo because it is very echoey in here. So I'm making some changes to my business, and I really want to serve all of you out there more. And Prina, I'm so glad that you're on because you can hear about some of the changes I'm making. So for those of you who are regulars of mine, you know that I am a God girl. One of my most important things in my life is to go where God leads me. And as I was praying in November, December-ish, God really gave me this urge and told me that I am going to be serving in somewhat of a different way, where I will be hosting retreats. And these retreats are going to be different than what I've normally done before, on a much smaller scale, where I can really host people in smaller, more intimate areas so that I can really come alongside you and work with you. That is one of my goals for 2023, is to just really have smaller groups that I can just sit down, brainstorm, get to know you better, and work together. I've done a lot of speaking over the last couple of years, and usually it's in front of bigger crowds, 100 plus people. But now I want to do something smaller. So as I was allowing God to really lead me, this house that I'm now in came available. And it actually has a conference area that I will be able to host conferences in my home. So that's actually something we'll be doing in the future. And my team and I will be setting that up, but very small, intimate conferences that will really help us just get together over like one weekend where we can really brainstorm over helping your center get to the next level, just the next level of quality. By the way, if you're looking to open a childcare center as well, that is something that we have coming as well. Last year, we had our beta program for what we call our building blocks, which is just the foundational of either transitioning from a childcare in-home center, like an in-home provider, to a center base, or if you're just starting from scratch. And this year, it's graduating. We're not launching the new building blocks until February, but we are definitely graduating it to the next level. So, and of course, we're still doing mastermind. And we're also offering a new course selection for you guys. For those of you who just want to take my courses and nothing else, They don't need the one-on-one coaching. They don't need my office hours. They don't need all of the many master coaches we have. They just want to take the courses. We're going to have an option for that too. And one of my team members can actually put the link to all this in the notes there. But let me get to what I really want to talk about today. And that is mental health. And that is really where I feel being led this year. And of course, we're still going to absolutely focus on teaching the managerial skills to become a leader, right? I don't want you guys to be managers anymore. I want you to become a leader. But in order to be the best leader, we have to take care of our mental health. I've learned this the hard way. I really have. There was once a time where I was not a good leader at all. I was not a leader worth following. And it wasn't until I really started taking care of my own mental health that things transformed. And when I did, what ended up happening is not only did my personal life get better, but my businesses became more successful. And as I continue on this journey, and as I really work on me, I see everything just getting better and better and easier and easier. Life is never easy, right? There's always going to be that 50% good and 50% bad, always. But we make it so much harder than it ever has to be because we try and do too much on our own. We don't know what to do, right? You don't know what you don't know. So what ends up happening is you're putting so much on your shoulders that you're not resting. You're not giving yourself a break. You're trying to go so fast all the time that you're basically putting out some mediocre work. One of the biggest things that 2022 taught me was that in order to speed up, sometimes we have to slow down. In order to achieve more and to produce more, we have to slow down. And I will tell you, when I discovered this and what led me to this discovery, I fought it really hard. I didn't want to hear it. I didn't want to accept it. I thought there is no way. I just need to grind. I need to grind. I definitely used to be one who bought into the beast mode, right? I was one who absolutely bought into, I just need to grind, 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 no days off, work till midnight, get up at 5 a.m. and work, right? And I produce and produce and produce. Well, eventually, it really burnt me out. And for those of you who know me, you know that today I actually have two issues I deal with. I have a neurological disease from the first time I went around this, and I didn't learn from my first mistake, and I did it again. And during my husband's illness, I just grinded and grinded and figured I will find a way to get all this work in. And now I have a brain injury because of it, to the point that my doctor has prescribed me a week off every month. Yes, I said that right. A week off every month to try and give my brain time to rest and recover. When I first heard that, I just was like, no way, no way, not going to happen. And so I did it. And it was really hard. It was. And I'm not going to say it's still easy. It's not. I still really, really struggle. And I'm not getting my week in every month. But what I learned was the first time I did it, and I honestly really detached from both of my companies and just let myself relax. When I came back to work, I was so much more productive. I was so much better. When I started putting limits and healthy Can you guys hear me now? Let me know if you guys can hear me.
in the chat. I am so sorry about that. This episode probably will not make it. Yes, thank you. Now you might hear the echo, right? Because apparently my microphone died. So I don't know what's going on with my mic, but now you're on. So now I might echo. So I do apologize about that. But I don't know what part you guys left off on. But basically, I was telling you guys about how I was working too hard. Then I started taking the time off. And the important thing that I found was that I had to put time limits on the times of day I work as well and the days of the week, right? I am fiercely protective of Sundays. To me, that is God's day. And I just, you know, like to go to church, praise and worship throughout the day, spend time with my family. But the other days, I really didn't have very good boundaries. So I would start working some days at 6, 7 a.m. and I would be in my office working till 6, 7, 9 p.m. But now I decided throughout last year, it's been a few months now, that this was not going to happen anymore, that I was going to start working at 9 a.m. And I know to some, it's like, what, 9 a.m.? But yes, my morning routine is very important. I did a whole other Mindset Monday on the importance of a morning routine that you guys should go back and listen to, because it is a game changer. And so many of you, it's so crazy. I have gotten one of the most messages I've gotten for Mindset Monday was the one on the morning routine. It's kind of crazy. But I do give myself a 3 to 4 hour morning routine, and it really just changes the entire course of my day. And I have a hard stop for work at 6 p.m. So I work from 9 to 6. And I take little micro breaks. I don't really take a lunch. I would rather take 10 to 15 minute breaks throughout the day than like an hour chunk. So I basically prefer taking those little mini breaks. But it's amazing that just that, right? Just 9 to 6, a normal day of work for most people who clock in and clock out, actually made me more productive. I'm actually getting more done. And the quality of the work I put out is so much better. And I am happier. I'm kinder. And because my brain is starting to get the rest it needs, I produce more, even better. One of the lessons I've learned because of all this is that you get done the work that you need to do in the time that you give yourself. If you tell yourself that you have 30 days to get a job done, you will take 30 days to get a job done. If you tell yourself that you have a week, you'll get it done in a week. You will take the time that you give yourself. So really, you're creating your own problems when you go into your center or whatever you're doing at 7 a.m. and you stay till 6 p.m. It really is a self-afflicted issue, right? And I think what's so important for us in leadership is to realize and to take accountability. We do this to ourselves. I know I saw Shailen, you're in here. She's one of my clients who used to be married to her center and used to work the 50, 60 hour week. And now she says she works 10 to 20 hours a week and just really got her life back. And because of putting certain things into place, right? Your time is precious. It really is. There is more than enough time in an 8 hour day when you organize your time, when you set healthy boundaries on your time. The first thing you need to do is teach yourself those healthy boundaries and to really start giving yourself boundaries. 0 to 5. Wow, Shailen. Shailen says she works 0 to 5 hours a week now after going through our time management courses through our membership. So the important thing, though, is really to understand that you have poor boundaries within you, which is what I did as well. I was the director once, the owner director, who was at my center 60 hours a week. I would be there from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. and on Saturdays doing everything. And ironically, at the time when I was that director, I was making less money. I thought the more I was there, the less I had to pay for labor, the less I had to do this and that. And it was actually the opposite was true. because I wasn't staying focused in my zone of genius and I was doing all these other tasks, the things that were important were not getting completed. So how many of you have fallen into that same trap? The things that are important are not getting done because you're wasting your time doing things like being in the kitchen, like answering telephones, like collecting payments, like being your own breaker or cleaning your center or doing the grocery run. That is not something you should be doing. One of the things I teach my clients all the time, and I say it over and over and over again, is you need to look at yourself as an owner or a director, and especially for you directors, how much you're getting paid, right? And put yourself in the owner's shoes. And for you owners, you should think of yourself as a $100 an hour employee at the minimum. And look at how much your director is getting paid. If you were to go hire a bus driver off the street, right, to do van runs, would you pay them what you pay your director? Or a cook? Or someone to go grocery shopping? Or someone to run to the bank? If that was their sole job, would you pay them $100 an hour? If you wouldn't, then that is not something you should be doing either. You should only be doing tasks that are worth what you are paid, and you should delegate the rest. That way, the hours that you are working are spent on tasks that are worth the value that you're putting into them. For an owner, if you're worth $100 an hour, then going into your bookkeeping and really cutting costs or improving your center's quality or going to networking events to make sure your name is out there and your reputation is growing, that's worth $100 an hour. But sweeping the front lobby is not. It's not. So when you start thinking this way, you start eliminating that busy work that really just gets in the way of keeping you in your zone of genius and keeping you from doing your job. And when you start eliminating those things, suddenly you can actually work a normal work week and you're not so exhausted. So keep that in mind. It's really, really important to just eliminate those tasks that you don't need to do. Now, one of the things I've discovered about myself is when I'm avoiding something, when I don't want to do a specific task, I start doing busy work. So whenever I find myself, like even here in my office, right, I work at my home office, and for my other company, I have the same issue where sometimes I will start to clean. That's my big thing. I'll start sweeping and I'll look over there and I'm still moving, right? So there's boxes over there that you guys can't see that still need to be unpacked in my office. And I look over here and there's no pictures on the wall. So when I start avoiding a task, I notice I start going and dealing with the busy work. And I've noticed that I'll start like hanging pictures, organizing these boxes, sweeping the floor. But I start doing tasks that are totally unnecessary that I really need to do, but I don't need to prioritize them. And I realized one day that I do that when I'm really avoiding a task that I don't want to do. So kind of watch yourself of that. That is something I've noticed that like, yeah, it needed to be done, but it didn't need to be done now. This other thing was so much more important. So creating a priority list is really, really helpful and making sure you stay on task. I have ADHD issues. So for me, I'm always constantly having to come up with tricks and techniques to keep me back on track. And my team is always having to come up with techniques. That's the other thing. Have accountability partners. I couldn't do it on my own. There's no way. So I will go to my team, especially my right-hand ladies, and I'll tell them, hey, this needs to get done. I know this is something I'm going to be procrastinating on, so I need you to get on me, right? I know my weaknesses, and I have empowered my team to really hold me accountable because I know me. I know me. So know your weaknesses and get people to hold you accountable too. It does take a bit of humility, but it is so worth it. It is so worth the humility it takes to be able to say, hey, this is one of my weaknesses. I really need your help. I know I need to write this course that I'm going to be teaching in 2 weeks, and I haven't even opened it yet. Will you please make sure I get it done by this date? And then for me, the messages start rolling in. Messages start rolling like, did you get this done? It's due. Remember, I need your rough draft by this time. I need this, this, and this. So know your weaknesses and set up a backup plan to keep you accountable. It is incredibly healthy. So again, we're going to really be focusing on mental health for the rest of this month. And so if you guys want to put in the chat or anywhere like on our Facebook groups, topics would you like me to really cover over the next couple months in terms of mental health? And I would love to dive in with you guys on this. For those of you who don't know, my background is in psychology, my education, and I am a certified life coach. My business knowledge is really just self-taught out of books. I really have just read so many business books. I've had business coaches for years. I've been coached by some amazing business coaches, which I think I'm going to try and get my most current. I'm actually working with two right now that I'm going to try to get on live with me for you guys. So you can see what it's like for me to work with a business coach. I will always have a coach, always, because I realize that I can always level up and be better. And I always need someone to hold me accountable. So in order for me to level up and be better, I need other people who aren't in my fishbowl, who can see from the outside in on what I don't see, and who can really just show me what I need to see. Blinders off. I want the blinders off. And yes, again, it takes humility to serve yourself up for constructive criticism. But I also know that's why I keep growing and getting better and better and better and better, because I'm okay with that. I'm okay with someone coming and telling me, hey, Evelyn, here's the mirror. You need to look at this. And I know that's how I'm going to get better and I'm going to grow. So if that's something you would like as well, let us know in the chat. One of my team members can definitely get a hold of you, talk to you about it. We would love to help you with your growth. And we would love to see your child care center get to the next level as well. And I'd love to see your stress level come down. My members will tell you that is something we can definitely help you with. Not only do we make your center more successful and easier to run, but it also makes your life less stressful. And of course, there's still stress. Of course there is. But we've also created a community that can come alongside you so that when you're going through it, which we all do, there's people who can actually come beside you who understand, right? I used to feel like I was such an island at my child care center because I felt like nobody understood. As an owner director, nobody knew what I was going through. I didn't have friends who were in the same position. My staff didn't get it. My family didn't get it. I was so alone. So when I created Child Care Business Professionals, that was one of the purposes. I don't want you to feel alone. I don't. And you don't have to. We've brought together an amazing group of people who could come along and lift you up. So if that's what you're feeling, get a hold of one of my people, Mandy, Lisa, Christina. They'll all be in the chat. You guys, and even if you're watching the replay, we can definitely come back, or if you're listening to the podcast, we can come back and talk to you. I hope everybody has a wonderful rest of their week, and we will see you next Monday.
Thank you for joining Evelyn today. For more information, please visit childcarebusinessprofessionals.com.